the concern is that the state, as well as the federal government, has not taken the appropriate steps to prove that the land is safe, and they have not done soil sampling beyond what happens at the Superfund site on the surface water. There hasn't been a large soil sample done of the refuge since 2006. I believe that was the most recent study. That was 13 years ago. We know there was a flood in 2013 that dramatically changed the profile of the land out there. So the ask of the lawsuit, not only is it an injunction to stop the construction, but it's also that they follow protocol and comply with the NEPA, which requires them to do more sampling and more studies to prove that the wildlife refuge is safe. And so we're asking that they do that before they start construction on trails and digging foundations. It's an interesting dichotomy because the Superfund site at the center is absolutely prohibited from building any sort of constructing anything out there. They have to receive special permission in order to dig any deeper than a few feet, and they also have to make sure that they take special precautions around that. And when I was in Washington, D.C. back in May, and we met with the DOE legacy management team, and we asked them about constructing some more air monitoring stations out there, they were absolutely against it because they didn't want to disturb the soil. The whole thing in place at Rocky Flats is that they don't want to disturb that Superfund site because if they do, they could just airborne all of what's contained by the grasses and trees that exist there, which you kind of wonder with the climate change and as we become more dry and hot, how are they going to keep this stuff contained for the next 24,000 years?
What will the courts have to be the most convinced of in order for your effort to succeed, do you think?
I think of the irreparable harm of opening the refuge to the health of the community. So really what it is that our experts are hoping to do is to demonstrate why the site remains a danger to the public and to the health of our community that surrounds it.
And how long before you expect word back from the court system?
So on Tuesday, we have expert witness testimony. It's a day-long hearing that the public is invited to, and it starts at 9 a.m., and we have some information on the Rocky Mountain Peace and Justice Center website, as well as Candelas Glow's website. We have a couple of Facebook events talking about inviting people to come and participate and be present in the courtroom and show support for keeping the wildlife refuge closed. And we should hear that day or shortly thereafter a decision from the judge. I'm not exactly sure of the next steps, but we do have the hearing that takes place on Tuesday from 9 to 3. And also that day we are planning a demonstration at noon outside of the courthouse, and that's on 19th and Champa. And we're inviting the public to come and take part in that. We'll have some information and we'll have signs. And it's really just a demonstration of the public against the opening of Rocky Flats National Wildlife Refuge. Later that day, Jeffco in Broomfield, it's right on the Broomfield-Westminster border, is having a soil sampling open house for the Greenway Trail system as well. And that's taking place at 5 p.m. at the Rec Center. We have information about it on the Candelas Glow's Facebook page. And that's another demonstration, again, demonstrating the public's opposition to opening the wildlife refuge. Because of how volatile the Fish and Wildlife public meetings were, you know, they shut down public comment after the first meeting, made it very clear that they were not interested in hearing from the public. And they would have the sharing sessions where you were allowed to put a post-it note on a poster, and they would read select few post-it notes for feedback to the crowd. And protesters were at all of these meetings as well. And so because of that, the soil sampling meeting happening for Jeffco, Jefferson County, is they've asked that all of the feedback be about the sampling and analysis methods only, which is really narrow and kind of crazy. So as an activist with Candelas Glows, I am advocating that the public show up in support of keeping the refuge closed, protecting our children and our families and our pets and our communities from the contamination that exists at Rocky Flats.
I've been talking to one of the plaintiffs in the case filed against the United States Fish and Wildlife Service, Alicia Casey. For KGNU, this is Robin Ryan.